and that will appear later. Nor will I tell here of our first encounter, since, as a general rule, though I am prone to break it, the end of a story should come after rather than before the beginning. And the beginning of the story goes a long way back. Indeed, it is now nearly 20 years since fate, by a series of complicated and startling manoeuvres, brought Mr. Ledbetter, so to speak, into my hands. In those days, I was living in Jamaica, and Mr. Ledbetter was a schoolmaster in England. He was in orders and already recognisably the same man that he is today, the same rotundity of visage, the same or similar glasses, and the same faint shadow of surprise in his resting expression. He was, of course, dishevelled when I saw him, and his collar less of a collar than a wet bandage, and that may have helped to bridge the natural gulf between us, but of that, as I say, later. The business began at Hithergate-on-Sea, and simultaneously with Mr. Ledbetter's summer vacation. Thither he came for a greatly needed rest, with a bright brown portmanteau marked FWL, a new white and black straw hat.